degree all online. Study at your own pace. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the staff to reach out to you. Also, Conservative Theological University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. It's always our privilege to hear from you, our desire to hear your thoughts and opinions on the consideration of the issue each and every day. Your words, your calls, your comments make the broadcast. The design format of the broadcast is a Q&A. We set the stage. We ask the questions. Invite you to call and join in the dialogue and discussion. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Issue today we're talking about is pretty broad, and yet it is narrowed down. We're talking about things that we should know. Things that we should know. We've looked at the left-wing foundations that are bankrolling a push to bring the Quran into the New Testament churches in America. We've talked about the LGBTQ protections that just won't do, and an American city takes it further step, wanting special legislation for all kinds of groups that would be called marriages and all kind of cross-sexual ideas and ideals, as they call it. And we are also looking at the fact that as we see a headline that says, Professor of Islamic Civilization says, get over it, the concern about gang rape. Let me read that again. A professor of Islamic Civilization says, get over it when it comes to concerns about gang rape. Georgetown University, prestigious university, isn't it? a lawyer university. This article says a Georgetown University professor is under fire for telling people who share concerns about Muslim rape gangs to just simply get over it. Professor Jonathan A.C. Brown, chair of Islamic Civilization at Georgetown, posted the dismissive remarks twice on X in response to user discussions a link between Islam and an escalating crisis of gang rapes in the United Kingdom. Archived versions of the now-deleted post, Catholic University heretical queer professor are teaching porn classes and more, end quote. One post said, there is a link between the rape gangs and one particular religion. We have seen it again and again and again and again in our inquiry. That religion is Islam. As a country, we must have the courage to face up to it, face up to that fact. The post, the professor said, get over it. When another user said Brown's comments was brutally, absurdly evil, the professor repeated the cold remarks, writing, get over it, the second time. Ladies and gentlemen, you find in the UK today, article after article I've read on that, where marauding gangs of teenage and older Islamic men raping women left and right. And in one occasion where a young lady was gang raped and her body was so injured, she was in the hospital, wound up in a wheelchair, and rather than the hospital treating her to try to cure her, they euthanized her so that the word would not get out of what had happened to her, because of the city and the nation as a whole protecting the Islamic intruders that's come in. They've allowed them to come in. They've had open borders. And now it's too late to shut the borders. Now it's too late to close the door. Now it's too late to get them out of the nation. And they're having to make all the rules, the regulations, the guidelines, and the laws palatable for the Islamic jihadists that now control the UK. Ladies and gentlemen, and then for a university, Georgetown University, American University professor, to say that the concerns about that and the so-called crisis about that, to just get over it. May I say to you, some of these prestigious universities are the cause and the problem of what we're finding with the millennial age group today that can't find the truth if they had a magnifying glass. There's a need today for us to recognize that we're watching the demoralization of our nation and our foundations crumbling as a result of placing our trust in those that are teaching the young people that come out of our families in these prestigious universities. I'm looking at a text that we ought to recognize. Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 146 and verse 3, the scripture says this, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no hope. Ladies and gentlemen, our only hope, our only help, is the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So as a result of what we're seeing, what we're hearing, and what we're not being told, Christians, conservatives, and patriots ought to stick to our trust and confidence in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It should cause the world events, the current events in our nation, and in the morals and ethics and the values that's being eroded. We need to more and more place our faith and trust and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be salt and light in a decaying, darkening society. We need to stand up for truth and demand that truth be heard. When a professor at Georgetown University demeans the concerns and the care about the crisis that's happening. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not just in the UK with the Islamic marauding bands. It's also happening in city after city after city across America as we witness the Islamic takeover of the United States of America. Perhaps you say, well, I believe that's a little broad. I believe that's a little bold. It's meant to be. We're witnessing it today. The Islamic jihadists have already made an announcement that they have just taken New York City and, quote, we're going to take Texas. Texas is on the bullseye for the November election. Texas is in the bullseye of being totally controlled by the Islamic jihadist. Texas governor and the lieutenant governor and the attorney general of Texas have been for years now fighting the move of Islam to dominate every aspect of city and state and nation and life in the state of Texas, and every aspect of it. Ladies and gentlemen, it deserves our prayer. As Christians, when a professor will say things like that, I say to every mom and dad, pull them out of the universities. Stop the drain of the hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to give the student and from our families training that the certificate is worthless when it comes to real morals, real ethics, and real values, and real life in America. We're talking about today things that we must know that we're not being told about by the media. Here's a headline. Undercover journalist who exposed Planned Parenthood's sale of baby body parts gets exonerated. Do you recall, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it was back in 2015, when an undercover journalist, David Daleiden, D-A-L-E-I-D-E-N, Daleiden, when he was the video recorder, I remember watching it on the news, at least they showed it at that time, sitting at a lunch table having coffee with a main leadership in the Planned Parenthood Department at the time in the state of California. He videotaped that person talking about how they will do an abortion, preserving the body parts because of how much they sell for. Even had extracted in that interview that was video audio taped, How much they get for a baby's heart? How much they get for baby lungs? How much they get for other parts of the baby when they sell the parts internationally? That individual was tried. The one that was doing the video was tried and convicted and put in prison by no less than Kamala Harris, the Attorney General of the state of California at that time. Let me just read you. This is April the 6th, 2026 article. Undercover journalist David Adleton, who released shocking videos in 2015 exposing the abortion industry's illegal practice of harvesting and selling baby parts, has been exonerated after nearly a decade-long legal battle. He, the founder of the Center for Medical Progress, reported on X, as promised, the final charges had been dismissed and the case completely expunged. He released a longer statement explaining, quote, after 9 enduring years of weaponization and political prosecution, putting an end to the lawfare launched by Kamala Harris and a huge victory for my investigative reporting and for the public's right to know the truth about Planned Parenthood's sale of aborted baby parts. Last year, Daleiden's colleagues, pro-life activist Sandra Merritt, also walked free after 8 years of being prosecuted for making undercover videos about Planned Parenthood. The California Attorney General's office agreed to the plea deal. Sandra Merritt did nothing wrong. She did the right thing by exposing the depravity of the abortion industry. This plea agreement ends an unjust criminal case by dropping these baseless criminal charges without any prison time, fines, or other penalties, said Liberty Counsel founder and chairman Matt Staver. Ladies and gentlemen, you didn't hear that on the news. Why? Because it exposes Kamala Harris for the absolute deceptive liar that she is. It exposes Kamala Harris for what she had done in the past, nothing to brag about. But also it brings to light, in my mind, where we are going as a nation if we as Christians do not stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen in the election process. For the past several elections, anywhere from 32 million to 40 million Christians in America did not bother to cast a ballot in the election. May I say to you, if that happens even with close numbers to that, this November, we will lose the constitutional republic known as the United States of America. Yes, I'm saying to you, I'm warning us today that there's a need to vote this election cycle, perhaps as much or more than any other time in my lifetime. And I'm still under 100 years old. I believe that it is incumbent upon us to recognize that all of these values that we talk about as a Christian, all of these needs for morals and ethics and values to be reinstated in our nation, for all of these reasons that we see President Trump doing what he can to deliver. All that he's doing, by the way, is good, but it's by executive orders. Do you hear any laws being passed by our Congress to codify executive orders? No. Do you know what happens when a socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat takes the presidency? Everything that Trump has done by executive order will be swept under the rug, pushed out of the back door, and we'll go back to a greater, deeper, broader repression of Christians' morals and ethics and values than we've ever seen in the United States of America. I don't know about you, but it's frightening to me to think that we're on the precipices of witnessing what Trump has been able to accomplish be swept out of the door, mostly because we've got irresponsible, spineless Republicans in the House and the Senate that will not pass legislation to back up what Trump is attempting to do in this administration. And if we lose the House and the Senate, we conservatives, if we lose the House and the Senate in November, we can kiss it goodbye. Because for the next 2 years, President Trump will be impeached over and over and over again. Anybody in his orbit, any of his cabinet, will be impeached, put out of office, and we'll go back to a major, major, major. And I'm not trying to be a fearmonger. We'll go back to a major, major, major depression in morals and ethics and values. We'll go back to the Joe Biden days of forcing the abortion industry upon the people, forcing the transgenderism upon the nation, forcing anything that's immoral, ungodly, and unholy upon Christians in America. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about where we are and where we're going. This is the reason I want us to look at some of these loose, lax, lost liberals that are simply not bringing to the forefront some of the issues that I think ought to be acknowledged and recognized and encouraging Christians and conservatives. Here's a headline. Gabbard, Tulsi Gabbard, refers impeachment whistleblower to DOJ for criminal investigation. Let me just read you a paragraph and then we'll talk. Director of the National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, on Wednesday referred the 2019 Ukraine impeachment whistleblower against Donald Trump, as well as the former intelligence community inspector general, for criminal investigation by the Justice Department. The criminal referrals were sent to the Justice Department just 4 days after Gabbard declassified intelligence that the CIA analyst who filed against Trump that promoted the impeachment has misled the investigators who first received his whistleblower complaint, and that then Inspector General Michael Atkinson kept evidence of the whistleblower's bias from the impeachment proceedings. Ladies and gentlemen, you remember that impeachment that took place, and supposedly that telephone call to the Ukrainian president was an illegal telephone call, was a bad telephone call. I've never understood, ladies and gentlemen, why it was considered a bad telephone call, but it was twisted to the point, perverted to the point that it supposedly was. And yet the real, listen carefully, the real recording of the real telephone communication was never brought to the group that were impeaching President Donald J. Trump. We the people were told that it was biased, it was bad, and it ought not to have been. But yet the real evidence was never brought to the forefront. This article reads, that documents recently showed that intelligence community chief watchdog had flagged concerns about the CIA analyst who launched the 2019 impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump with Ukraine policy-related allegations. But those concerns, listen, were kept classified and never made public during the congressional hearings. The concerns included that the accuser had the potential bias, had provided false information in the complaint, and had animus toward conservatives inside Trump's circle, according to the documents that's now been declassified by Tulsi Gabbard. Gabbard's blasted Atkinson's work Monday, suggesting the former watchdog had weaponized the whistleblower process and used his office to manufacture a conspiracy that was used as the basis to impeach President Trump. Listen, as we more and more unpeel the onion, we're finding that everything about January the 6th, for example, was all fabricated. It was bending or destroying or eviscerating anything called truth. And as the onion is being unpeeled, we're finding that President Trump was falsely impeached, that President Trump was railroaded through lawfare, and now it is being found out. Listen, I'm glad of the progress in that realm. I'm glad we're seeing the truth being unfurled. But again, I go back to my harping point. If we lose the control of the House and the Senate in November, all of this will be for naught. All of this will be wrapped up and burned in the incinerator. All of this, all of these documents and evidence that they've had in plastic bags, put in closets, hidden away in the FBI and the CIA and other law enforcement agencies. They're finding these documents and unfurling the truth. Here's another headline. Under investigation, DOJ probes J6 witness who claimed Trump tried to commandeer the limousine. You remember part of the impeachment process. Supposedly, leaving January the 6th in the limo, President Trump lurched over the seat, tried to grab the steering wheel, and forced the driver to go in a different direction. You've heard that. The world heard that. You realize it was totally fabricated, a full frontal lie, and it's just now being unveiled and the truth being told. The Democrats, the socialist Marxist media, and the Democrats and the communist mindset that they have today, all they had in mind was destroying President Donald J. Trump. This is the reason, the very reason today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a pope born in Chicago that's taken it upon himself to sway the November election. That's the purpose for the pope confronting President Donald J. Trump. That's the reason we're witnessing today the move to try to get 24% of the voters in 2024 that elected Trump, 24% were, how would you say, members of the cult that's called Roman Catholicism. You say, ooh, I didn't know you'd say that. It's fact. When you look at what they believe to be salvation, when you look at their mood and agenda for what they believe is spiritual things, they talk about Jesus, but they worship Mary. They talk about Jesus and knowing Jesus Christ, but it's simply verbal talk. It's not something that's done. Because the mindset is, there's seven different sacraments that you must perform. It's work salvation and believing in Mary and being a part of the Roman Catholic Church that gets you to heaven, supposedly. But here it is, the J6 investigation. A witness from the ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's partisan committee that tried to blame Donald Trump, for the protest and the riot of January 2021 at the Capitol, who claimed that the president tried to commandeer a limousine, now is under investigation. A report at Just the News identifies the J6 witness as Cassidy Hutchinson. She now is under investigation by the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. The report cited unidentified sources who told the New York Times the DOJ is looking into whether Hutchinson committed perjury. The investigation apparently was triggered by a referral from a member of Congress who accused her of lying to the Congressional Committee. The report outlined how Hutchinson testified that Trump had encouraged the crowd to gather to hear him speak at the near White House on January the 6th, then to march to the Capitol, even though he knew that it would turn violent. She also claimed that she had heard that Trump lunged at the Secret Service agents in the presidential limo when he was told he could not join his supporters on Capitol Hill. That was contradictory. That was not first-hand witness. That never happened, according to this article. Hutchinson, now a former White House aide, 29, played a role in shaping public opinion on Trump's conduct on that day. Acting Attorney General Blanche said, many investigations now are ongoing. It is true that some of them involve men, women, and entities that the president in the past has had issues with and believe should now be investigated, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about things that we need to know, things that Christian conservatives and patriots need to understand. May I say to you, much of what had happened during that period of time in the impeachment and impeachment, impeachment, investigation, 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 you're finding now that was made up out of whole cloth, a lie that was whole cloth that was not real. So what I want us to understand at this very moment is to recognize we live in a deep, darkened, decaying society. We live in a time and place in our nation's history when we have deviated from the Word of God. We have divested ourselves of any dependence upon God as a whole, as a nation, to the point where we now are flailing in the dark, not understanding the real truth and the real things that are taking place globally. The next thing on the calendar of God, according to my Bible, is the rapture of the church. Meeteth following the rapture of the church, the Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one, will step on the scene and will rule the nations around the world with an iron fist. And as I've said before, and I'll say again, he'll have as his sidekick a super satanic empowered false person, false witness, if you will, that will be there standing beside him, one that will hold his hands up, him speaking of the Antichrist, Revelation chapter 13, and that one that will be a false prophet that will be able to call down fire from heaven and make the whole world follow after the Antichrist. We need to be prepared for that. The next thing on the calendar of God is the sudden disappearance. The sudden disappearance. Millions upon millions around the world that said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord will be taken out of this whole world. But ladies and gentlemen, I find it antithetical to anything that would be called truth when so many Christians today, so many churches, so many pastors fall into the deception of numbers, nickels, and noses. May I say this? I'm looking at a headline, Baptisms in a Pickup Truck, Physical Healings Reported in United U.S. Colleges and in the Revivals. This article reads in part, this week thousands turned out at the University of Pittsburgh for the evening worship, prayer, and preaching held by the Unite Us Ministry. Hundreds of responded to the gospel message, flooded the altars as they came forward to dedicate their lives to Christ. So many students showed up, open, expectant, and ready, and we watched lives being changed right in front of us. Afterwards, baptisms were held in the back of a pickup truck parked in the parking lot and it went through and past midnight. Hundreds made decisions to go all in for Jesus tonight. We're baptized at the University of Pittsburgh. God continues to do something new on every campus. And tonight, we witnessed many people getting physically healed, reported the author of this writing. When I came down to speaking last night, I couldn't shake the urge to go and pray with a lady on the security team. I could sense that she was desperate for someone to pray for her. I walked over and simply placed my hand on her shoulders. She looked up and said, "Will you please pray for me?" After I prayed, she said she was ready to go all in for Jesus and wanted to get connected with the church and community. Introduced her to a local pastor, and they exchanged information. Her whole countenance changed. Ladies and gentlemen, I rejoice in those that will say yes to Jesus Christ and follow him in believer's baptism. But listen very carefully to my contention with what is happening. We've got churches and pastors across the nation that's in competition to see who can baptize the largest number. One in Georgia recently bragged about having 2,700 in one weekend that were baptized. On one occasion, several churches gathered and said they'd baptized over 20,000. The mindset is numbers, nickels, and noses. Here's the point as we finish the discussion. Multitudes today that somehow, some way, have been deceived into believing that baptism is salvation. Baptism is not salvation. Baptism is an open show of our death to self, burial in Christ, to be raised in newness of life. According to Romans chapter 6, the first six verses, we're buried with him in baptism. Ladies and gentlemen, baptism doesn't wash away a sin. I'm concerned when I see so much taking place outside the parameters of the local New Testament church and calling it revival, outside the gospel preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ and asking a person to repent. Repentance, a turning around, and receiving Christ as Savior. Repentance is needed, not just baptism. Need to repent, believe, and be baptized, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 36 and following. The number of people today that somehow, some way fail to recognize that there is a need to have a step toward Jesus. It's not simply saying, "I want to get baptized and therefore I'm saved." I believe there are a lot of people today in multitudes of denominations that are going to die and go to devil's hell because they've not truly repented of sin and requested the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. Baptism won't save you. You can get washed again and washed again and washed again. This is the simplistic of salvation. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Have you said yes to Jesus today? I pray that you do. God bless you and thank you so much. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.